Our first feature today is from Emma Brennan, who asks, do you think confectionery is getting smaller? It is read by Robin Quine.
You may have read recently that some of the nation's popular chocolate biscuit bars, like those we consumed in our youth, can no longer legally be sold as chocolate in the UK. Among those are brands such as Jacob's Club Biscuits and the iconic Penguin Bars made by McVitie's. Basically, this is because the formula for the chocolate coverings on these national favourites has been changed to contain less cocoa. Instead, they now have to be called chocolate flavour. It got me thinking wistfully about our chocolatey treats of yesteryear, which ones are still available and how those have changed. The ones I remember most vividly are those that were advertised on television, which follow on nicely from my column about commercial TV ads of the 1970s and 80s. The memories are not only due to what we saw on screen, but also the catchy tunes that accompanied them. This included, if you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club. This little ditty certainly wouldn't flow as well if you had to add the word flavour in there. Then there was the rather amusing Everyone's a Fruit and Nutcase anthem for a certain Cadbury's favourite. Probably wouldn't be allowed today. And who can forget the Flake advert? This featured an attractive woman seductively devouring her Cadbury's Flake in the bath. The theme tune promised us only the crumbliest, flakiest chocolate tastes like chocolate never tasted before. In reality, trying to eat a flake temptingly was nigh on impossible. My mum always made us eat ours outdoors, as the problem with crumbly, flaky chocolate was that it literally went everywhere as you bit into it. We'd then have to forensically comb the lawn for chocolate crumbs we'd dropped, as we really couldn't afford to lose any. Chocolate Gate, as I'm calling it, also got me thinking about how much some of our humble chocolate bars have changed over time. Many have disappeared altogether, while others have shrunk in size. I've lost count of the times I've heard friends remark on how much smaller some of the British staples, such as the Mars bar, have become. But the prices have also gone up. Recent versions of the Mars bar weigh around 51 grams, compared to previous incarnations, which were as large as 68 grams in the late 1980s. There is even a word to describe what is really daylight robbery. It's shrinkflation. It basically means you get less for your money, as with so many other things these days. Companies blame rising costs of raw materials and manufacturing, amongst other things. The real con, in my eyes, is that sometimes the packaging is still the same size as it was for a larger bar, but the product inside is smaller. In the 1970s and 80s, Mars bars were tightly wrapped in paper, but now they have a good inch to spare at each end of the wrapper, making them appear bigger than they actually are. We didn't have many sweets when we were kids, but we did get a chocolate biscuit in our lunchboxes. My favourites were Breakaway or United bars, mainly because the chocolate covering was really thick. Very often I couldn't wait until lunchtime to consume mine, so would tuck in at break times. This impatience shot me royally in the foot on the occasion when I broke my arm during PE lessons. I had to lay in A&E with my arm virtually hanging off for 6 hours due to the fact they couldn't administer anaesthetic to someone who'd just eaten. It did put me off the rather aptly named breakaways. I enjoyed a club biscuit, especially the orange one, the fruit one, which contained currants, and the wafer version, which to me was preferable to a Kit Kat due to the thickness of chocolate. During my mum's youth in the 1940s, chocolate was rationed due to Second World War restrictions. But she does recall a liking for Fry's chocolate cream, a real treat, which is thought to be the UK's first mass-produced chocolate bar. It was created in 1866 by the Bristol-based company J.S. Fry and Sons and is still available today. Mum is also partial to Fry's Turkish Delight, full of Eastern promise, which dates back to 1914. Her other favourites are Tunnock's Caramel Wafer Bars, first made in 1952, and the Tunnock's Tea Cake, invented a few years later. Both were produced by the family-owned Scottish company, Thomas Tunnock Limited, and rather refreshingly, neither of these chocolate treats have shrunk in size or changed recipe over the years. It wouldn't be right to pen a column on chocolate biscuits or bars without mentioning wagon wheels, which were a party favourite of ours due to the fact they seemed enormous. They consisted of two large biscuits sandwiched together with marshmallow and covered in a chocolate-flavoured coating. There has been much debate as to whether wagon wheels have diminished in size, with some evidence suggesting they are about 12% smaller than they were during my youth. However, the manufacturers, Burton's, claim the biscuits are no smaller and that the perception of wagon wheel size is due to most of us having memories of eating them when we were small children. So it's just us that have got bigger, not the biscuit getting smaller. I've heard and told a few tall tales in my career, but this one really takes the biscuit.